The 2014 to 2018 Farm Bill authorized a dairy margin protection program, and it replaces the milk income loss contract program. That program is set to begin. The dairy margin protection program is set to begin the first part of September, September 1st, September 2nd. We at the USDA Farm Service Agency will be communicating and working with our dairy producers in the state to give them information and help them make decisions as far as what type of margin protection they may be interested in purchasing through our agency. For more information on those upcoming meetings, I do expect information will be coming shortly on that.
Yeah, they have schedules, times, and dates, and everything else. And you've got Mark Stevenson. You've got some pretty good people doing
this. We do, yes. The University of Wisconsin Extension is part of a national consortium through a variety of different land-grant universities, which are doing research and providing outreach and educational tours, outreach and educational information to producers as far as what type of and what level of production coverage and margin protection coverage that they may be interested in purchasing. Those meetings, which have been scheduled by the University of Wisconsin Extension, will begin in the last part of August, will run throughout the September. There'll be a number of them, up to 20 of them, held throughout the state. I would encourage producers from throughout the state to seek out information by either looking at their local, listening to the radio, their local farm newspaper, as well as going online through the University of Wisconsin Extension, or contact the Farm Service Agency office, local office, for more information.
And this is one program that really, it's going to be different for different farms.
It really will be. Again, it's very important that the producer himself knows what his or her cost of production is. It's important that the producer take a look at as far as their size and their entity, and their farming operation, and what they're looking to provide for margin protection coverage. Again, that's a decision that they do need to make. We are in the process of working with our staff at the local level in order to learn and provide more information to our staff. So then we'll be available provide some assistance to the producers.
When you have $21 milk, is it kind of hard to convince people you got to get to these meetings?
Yeah, we are blessed right now with a strong milk price in this state. We're very blessed with that. As we all do remember that $9 and $10 milk back in 2009. And so, yes, but having said that, this is a tremendous dairy state, as we all know, close to 11,000 dairy producers. We have heard tremendous interest in this program and learning more, and we look forward to serving the producers on this.
And the big question is going to be, what level of coverage do you implement, isn't it?
Yes, $4 up to $8 margin protection. It's a $100 cost for a producer in order to, if they want to go above that $4, $4 margin protection, but they can buy it in increments and up to $8.
Now, beyond the dairy implementation, of course, you also have a couple of farm programs that are available that also will come up to make some choices here.
It's going to be a very busy fall with the Farm Service Agency, continuing to do outreach and public affairs with our producers and with our agriculture groups. The 2014 Farm Bill authorized a new program called the Price Loss Coverage and the Agriculture Revenue Coverage Program. That replaced the Direct and Countercyclical Program for the grains. And we, working with a university consortium, we are working with the University of Wisconsin Extension in order to provide informational tools for producers to make decisions on their given farm if they are interested in either participating in the price loss coverage or the agriculture revenue coverage program. Producers will have to make a decision, and that will last the life of the Farm Bill, and there will be meetings taking place later this fall, and later this winter or early next calendar year, a decision by the producer will have to be made for the upcoming 2015 crop year.
Now, what can producers do to help make it easier on the FSA people, because they get swamped on things like this?
The At this given time, producers have received a letter from the U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency that does provide some background as far as their base and their yields. I asked them to take a look at that information, look at their records, and then compare it to the information that was sent out and see if it correlates, if it is correct. And if it is not, do contact our office and let us know that, you know, we have, you know, I may have a particular question or two in regards to the base or the my base acres or in regards to the yields that I received on these given crops. Talk to us about that. Provide us some information on that. We want to make sure that when you make this decision for the price loss coverage or the agriculture revenue coverage program, that the decision you make is accurate and is something that has all the information available.